Okay, we are, and we are in the middle of trying to ask a contradiction in Reb Meir. And we're in the middle of this brisa that is a longer brisa. The brisa says if somebody eats truma, right, somebody eats truma tameya, and he pays back kulu tameyim, the brisa had a machlokes. The Reb Meir said, shaykik, it's okay. The maize it ain't tashlum of tashlumim. The chachab said, either way, it works. But he has to pay a second time. The first one turns into truma, and the second one is a knas, and it's not truma. That's what the Chachamim said. The Gemara's kasha was to eat truma tameya, and he pays back kulin tameya. Why are we faulting him? If anything, he's trying to do better. This was the point that everybody was sticky on yesterday. Even though at the end of the day, that kulin tameya turns into truma tameya, and the kayan has no real use for it. But the bottom line is he ate truma tameya, which is almost worthless. He gave back kulin tameya, which at the time that he paid it is worth a lot more. Granted, it became worth less the minute he paid back. But how can you say to him that he's guilty for paying kulin tameya? He's not paying less than he took. If anything, he tried to pay more. Rashi used the last lesson. He didn't know that it would become truma. He thought he was doing the kind of favor, giving him more. That's where we left it yesterday. So we didn't understand the brisa. The Gemara did not understand the brisa. A guy ate truma tameya, and he pays chulin tameyim. Why in the world are we jumping on him? He paid better than he took. Now again, granted that as soon as he pays it, it's exactly the same as he took. But here is a person that wanted to do better. And yet we're punishing him. And for the Gemara, this is where we're up to. Amar Rava, which is, you see Tyson's Dam, go across, go 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, last word of the line, the Amar. The Amar Rava, the Amar Lakati. Rava says, and others say, that the Amayra called Kedi said, it's the name of a person. Chsura Mechser Vahitani. You should know, right? The Brisa, as we have it, we don't understand it. But the Brisa is missing a case. And this is the correct version of the Brisa. Now again, the truth is, this elaboration of Shat in the Brisa wasn't necessary for our point. Our point was that Reb Meir does not treat Shaygig like Mezid, even though it's rabbinic. And we said before that when it comes to rabbinic things, Reb Meir is going to Shaygig to Mezid. That's what we wanted here. That's what we got here. Right, that's what we have over here. But because the Gemara brings the Brisa, the Gemara sees it fit to elaborate and explain the Brisa. So it's explaining the Brisa. We'll get to the question later. So what's the explanation? Surah Mechser V'Achik Tami. The Brisa is missing a piece, and this is what it's supposed to say. Achu Truma Tameya Mishalim Kolduhu. If a guy in Yisrael ate Truma Tameya, he can pay anything. He doesn't have to pay chulin tahirin. He can pay chulin tameyim. Not any less. He's not paying the kayin any less than the kayin had. He's getting at least his same money value, and the guy even had better intentions. So we're not punishing the guy for paying chulin tameyim for eating truma tameya. We're changing the brisa. Rashi, first big wide line. Shalom kolduhu, kolshu, whatever he wants, chulin, any chulin, make tahirin, make tameyim. So we answer the kasha right away. The Brisa never said that if you pay chulin tameya for truma tameya, we punish you. We don't. You ate truma tameya, you can pay whatever you want. Chulin tameya, chulin tayrim. It's up to you. But you're not shortchanging the kayin in any way. What happened to achol truma tahira? This is a new case in the Brisa that we didn't have in our Brisa. We changed the Brisa. What if he ate truma tahira? Then this machloikis kicks in. Mishalom chulin tahirim. For truma tahira, you pay chulin tahirim, which will turn into truma tahira, and again, the kayim will get exact amount that he got that he had before. Shilim chulin tameyim. What have you paid chulin tameyim? So here he's giving the kayim chulin tameyim instead of truma tahira. Now, I'm not going to get into detail. He would have to pay the money value. He has to pay both volume and money value. Means he can't pay less than the money value. So if he would be paying chulin tameyim, he would be paying a lot of Hulu to Mayim. A lot of Hulu. Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, he's paying Hulu to Mayim. Mahu. He ate Truma Tahira. He gives the Kayim back Hulu to Mayim. Right? He gives the Kayim back Hulu to Mayim. And it turns into Truma Tameya. So what's the debt? Zok de Braisa Sumchas Ayman Mishim Remeya. He ate Truma Tahira. And he paid back Hulun Tameya. Now he gave enough Hulun Tameya that it's worth as much as Truma Tahira. And it turns into Truma Tameya. What do we do to the guy? He ate from a kayin Truma Tahira, and he's not giving him back something that turns into Truma Tahira. Not edible. That's the case of the Braisa that we're going to go into now. Zog de Braisa, Sumcha Saimim Mishum Remeir, B'shaygig, if he did it by mistake, Teshlumav, leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's fine. He didn't do it on purpose. He thought he was giving back Truma Chulun to Iron. He ended up giving back Chulun to Mayim. He's good to go.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. He doesn't have what to eat, but he got his money value.
He can't eat it.
You're right. He affects the guy. So it affects the guy.
But he didn't get the money value.
He did. I said. He gave him enough that it would make up the money value.
In fuel? Oh, in fuel. I don't know what in fuel means. It means that he used it as for wood.
Right.
But a lot of it.
And a lot of it.
Yeah, which always equals the amount.
Right. Where it turned out into the thing or after?
It seems like, I'm not sure, but I think after. After. But Mazin ain't Tashlumav. They done it on purpose. Now, Pashup Shad is zero. Take it back. You wasted your time. It's not payment. Take it back and give him Hulu Tire. That's Pashup Shad. Chamim Aymrim, Chamim say, Echazev Tashlumav. No. Whether it's Shagig or Mazin, the payment is a payment. And in both cases, Chayzim Mishalim Chulun Tahirim, we make him repay a second time. The first one turns into Truma, and the second one is a punishment to the guy for giving him Chulun Tahirim, even if he did it B'Shagig. Now, so far, but it wouldn't be a Kasha. Because at this point, the mayor can't concentrate Shagig onto Mazin. Because ain't tashlumim is a drastic step. Biblically speaking, this is a good payment. This turns into truma. Biblically speaking, you gave the kayin chulun tameim, turned into truma tameya, it worked. Came along to Rabbanan and said, ain't tashlumim, take it back, it's not truma. It's a drastic step. Changing truma into chulun, it's a drastic step. So we'd never do that by shagig. That would be like taking shagig. Like it's a big step to begin with. And the Gemara is so bothered by this step that the Gemara in Yavama says it's impossible that Remeir said that it turns into truma biblically and Rabbanan say it's not truma. It's impossible. How can they do that? It's truma. They say ain't tashlumim, take it back. It's not truma. How can they do that? It's truma b'deraisa. Rabbanan are very upset at the guy. He paid chulun tameim. B'mezid. I can understand you're very upset at the guy. So therefore it's not truma? V'yamar avakam b'edravika. So avakam b'edravika said no. Haka becomes shayyot tameizid in kibinai. Everybody agrees it becomes truma. The whole machloikas remain to Rabbanan is not by mezid. By mezid, when Rameir said ain't tashlumim, he did not mean it's nothing. He meant it's a tashlumim, and you have to pay a second time. Exactly what the Chachamim said. Biblically, it's truma. Except we punish you. You gave the kayin chulun to them. We make you give a second one. We make you give a second one. There is no machloikas remeir in the Chachamim by Mezid. The machloikas remeir in the Chachamim is that you punish shaygig up to Mezid. You say Since the mazes were making pay a second time, we're going to make him pay a second time by shaking also. Ramea says no, and the Chacham say yes. That's what Rav Acham Reid Rav Ikki explained. That the mazes, there is no machlokes for Ramea and the Chachamim. When he says the word ain't tashlumim tashlumim, he does not mean like we originally understood it, that it's worthless and it's nothing. You can't do that. It's truma. Chachamim can't come along and say truma turns into hula. Can't do that. What they meant is it's truma, and the kayan keeps it. All it means is he has to pay a second time, which is exactly what the Chachamim said. So what's the machlokes? By shaygig, do I make the guy pay a second time or not? With Rameir saying no, and the Chacham saying yes. The Rameir said, like, unto shaygig, unto mezid? The Chacham, I'm a kunsu, I read the parentheses. So it's a contradiction. Here is a rabbinic chumrah. Rameir does not punish shaygig, unto mezid. And in the Gemara, the Amid Beis, we said, that when it comes to rabbinic things, Rameir does punish shaygig, unto mezid. That's the kasha. So we had this whole long brisa to be able to explain that we see Rameir does not punish shaygig unto mezid. And this only comes about because of our new explanation in Rameir. In the original explanation of Rameir, that the Rabbanim made truma to chulin, of course they can't say that by shaygig. So bad enough that they said it by mezid. There would be no kasha. You just can't turn truma to chulin. For sure not by shaygig. So there wouldn't have been a kasha. But since we changed Pshat and Rameir, and we say Rameir agrees it does become truma, it's just a question whether we make him pay a second time, this is a classic case of Kuntzu Shaygig Otu Mezid. And Rameir says we don't. And on the Amid Beis it said, the Bedrabbonon's Rameir is kind of Shaygig Otu Mezid. That's our kasha. Yes, Dr. Harris had a question before. Yes.
You see, that doesn't mean that the rest of your life, every case of shogeg is not a tumezid.
Why not?
You don't do things like that.
The Gemara wanted to know what is the difference between Shabbos and Metame Medame Menasach. Why by the time of Madame Manasseh did Rabbanim punish Shaygig unto Mezid? Rameir punished Shaygig unto Mezid? And by Shabbos he didn't. And the Gemara answered, by biblical things, Rameir does not. By rabbinic things, he does. That was the Gemara's answer. So if you wanted to write a different answer, that's fine. You can write Ravina Ravashi a letter saying that you have a better answer. But that was Ravina Ravash, that was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara set a rule. Now the Gemara's questioning that rule. Comes along Rabbi Cohen and says there was never a rule to begin with. But the Gemara did say it was a rule.
Didn't we have a clause?
The rule was an exception. Manasseh was the exception. But in Rabbanim we had no exception. Yes?
What was the call that we had that said...
Right. That was Shmuel who said, hey, let me repeat it. You're right. According to Shmuel, that whole sugya would be... According to Shmuel, you never have any of these questions.
Okay.
But we're going with Rav. They have been a Knasa Miknasa. And for the Gemara Hachi Hashka.
The right to hear is that it turns into
food,
automatically turns into
trauma. Yes, it's a
punk.
But
not
some like
I understand how that works.
The Torah says it works. You understand why if you separate trauma becomes trauma? You understand that? Therefore, who gave you that power? Who gave you that power?
Because I did so. I did a
Maisa too. You gave it to the Kayan. You gave the whole to the Kayan. No. I'm serious. The difference is you're used to one thing and the other thing is a Kiddush. In Mirch Hashem, you'll get used to this too and you won't have the question. My mouth should be able to go and take something and turn it to Kuma. And if he's throw, eats it, he's Chai Pisa. They shemay him. Because I said... That you understand? Again. And therefore, it's because you're used to it, because you grew up with this, and because it became part and parcel of you. So it's part of your Of course it's that way. Well, add this to, of course it's that way. It's exactly the custom, and that's not great. That's not great. The Baisel Slonimer was Rabbi Slonim. The Adam Gadol Rai, Jazzy Mayaskama. He met the first Slonimer Rebbe. And he said to him, what's this business? You became a Rebbe all of a sudden? Like, all of a sudden you changed? Yesterday you were a plain, pushed person. Today you're a Rebbe? So the Rebbe answered him, when the Yid takes a kernel of wheat and says it's Truma, he can add Kedusha to the kernel of wheat. It's the same kernel of wheat. Yesterday was the same, and today it's Truma. He says, when Kehila Yidin come, and they take a Yid, they say, you be harmonic. So the Slonim Rebbe answered him, they can give him extra Kedusha. So Rabbi Slonim said, great, but carry Shai to the cut and should turn away into Truma's and Truma's house.
Why do you say that?
Gary Shaita Vikat and Shatarmu ain't Trumas and Truma.
What would he say that?
Yes, thank you. He was a very smart man. He went to a doctor. He went to a doctor. The doctor told him he's terminally ill. Finished, nothing to do. Then he went to another doctor who gave him medicine and he got cured. So he meets the first doctor and he says, you should know, I did you a big favor. This is what happened. He said, I had a dream. I saw a whole line of people waiting by the door of Gehenna. So I asked people, what is this? They told me, the Gemara says, time should arrive from the Gehenna. So these are a little line of doctors. So I saw you there, I pulled you out. I said, he's not a doctor. Not a doctor. Take him out of the line. I saved you. Right. That's the Gemara, right. That's Rashi. The Shagig Tashlum of Tashlumim. The Aichu Truma Shagig Lufi Midim Mishalim. The Truma Mishagig, you pay according to measurement. The Lufi Dabim. The Avril Gav, the Hak Truma Gria, Tmeya, Gria Mehud Aichu. Right. This is Chulim Tahira. He ain't Truma Tahira. And he's paying Chulim Tmeya, which is worse. All right, biblically it works. Rabbanan nami lekunsu hayav shagig b'tashlumim, and Rameir says we don't punish him because he was a shagig. The main that she others should tmein hein ain't tashlumim tashlumim. The kunsu rabbanan she mischavim lahavsid kayin because he wanted to ruin. Listen, the guy didn't amaze it. He wanted the kayin to lose. The Amar of Achrei Rabbi could be a famous Rishon Rabba. The Mezid Nami, the Kamar Rameir, ain't Tashlumim Tashlumim Lipatur the Gamri Kamar. Doesn't mean he's Patur. Claim is a Tzarek Lags of the Sham Chulu Tarim Grabonon. Meaning he just pays like Grabonon. Not Claim, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean that he's Patur the Gamri. Claim is a Tzarek Lags of the Sham Chulu Tarim Grabonon. He agrees to the Rabbonon. Who beshagi good the Polygon Grabonon. The Rameir Lord Gantu Shagi Gantu Mezid. Rabbanan Kuntu. The mayor says no, and Rabbi Rabbanan says yes. The Alki Surah Rabbananu. This is the Rabbanan. The Midaraisa Tashlumim Ayaninu. Midaraisa he paid back. The Fimida Mishalim. He paid the right volume. He Mishalim Tameim. I feel amazed that he Surah Rabbananu to have it. Even if he doesn't amaze it, he only violated rabbinic law. But the Kuntu Shemayor Shagik. And he doesn't punish Shagik. So we're left with Akasha at this point. If Rameir by rabbinic things punishes Shagig to Mezid, why is he not punishing Shagig to Mezid by payment of Truma? Answer the Gemara. Hachi Hashta.
What? This is
not biblical. Biblical, you give him any amount of volume, same, it turns into Truma, and you're off the hook. Answer the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. What kind of comparison is this? Hasam Gavra Lishluma Kamachavim. The person who's paying back Kulin Tamein B'Shagig meant to do well. Nay, Anan Nekim Malignasay, we should punish him? Meaning, Matami Madame Manasseh, he was doing something wrong. He did something wrong, B'Shagig. His intention might not have been to do something wrong, but his intention wasn't to do something right either. He was Stam doing an act, B'Shagig, he ended up damaging. So we punish him. Here, this guy wanted to do a payment. He was intending to be good. He wanted to do the right thing. He wasn't not intending neither bad nor good. He was intending good. He wanted to pay the claim back. He wanted to be the righteous person. He wanted to do an owl thing. He wanted to clear his deck. He wanted to clear his credit line. And he made a mistake. So we're going to punish him? He tried to do good, and we're going to punish him? By the time of Madam Manasseh, there was no good motives. There was no bad motives. By mistake, he did a damage. Here, he had a good motive. Ask him what he wanted. He wanted to pay the claim back. He did not want to shortchange the good. By mistake, he gave him too much.
No.
In one case, there was no positive motive. The person that was Matama Madam Manasseh B'Shagig was not trying to do something good. He was neutral. He wasn't trying to do something bad. He wasn't trying to do something good. This person was trying to do something good. After he wanted to do something good, he ended up doing something inadvertently bad.
He came back because he did something that he shouldn't have done.
Fine.
That's done already.
No, one second. But time of Madam Manasseh, there's no good act at any point.
But it's not a bad good act. Right. In this case, this guy ate tshuva.
Now he's doing tshuva. Now he wants to do a good act. And you want to punish him on the good act because the Meshaggig, he did something wrong, rabbinically wrong. People can use fine. We don't punish people for trying to do the right thing and by mistake doing something wrong. He thought he's allowed to pay chul and tamei. Either that or he didn't know it was chul and tamei. That's a machlokes. It's interesting. Rashi doesn't say he has to give enough. But let's say he thought he's allowed to pay chul and tamei. He thought so. He meant well. Rashi, Lishlumim Mechav, for Adam Kasherhu. He's a good man. He did a positive act. Dr. Gavai Viter, Tashma, Dam Shenitma, Bizarkai Bishagig. That's a Machloikas how to learn this. Rashi picks sides. I'm going to learn Rashi's way. Blood became Tameh. And the mazid he went and put it on the Mizbeach. Now, biblically speaking, whenever blood becomes Tameh, the tzitz is Meratza. It's Xeris HaKasav that the Kohen Gadol tzitz takes care of the Isser Tumah. That you can allow to go put Tameh blood on the Mizbeach and don't worry about it. The tzitz makes it work. That's not welcome. I'm not going to get involved in all the details. But that's the halacha. Biblically speaking, person brings a carbon yachid, and the blood became tameh, and the kayan wants to know, am I allowed to sprinkle it? He goes and asks the peasant says, since it's maratza, go right ahead and sprinkle it. It's as if it's not tameh. There's other ramifications. The meat can't be eaten. There's other ramifications, but that's not negayas here. Biblically speaking, it's perfectly fine. Came along to Rabbanan and said, if you sprinkle with the mazid on the Mizbeach, bring another carbon. It worked biblically. You can't say it didn't work. But you got to bring another carbon. We can't let you get away with this. You got to bring another carbon. Loy Hurtza means you can't eat the meat. That's what I think it says. Right. You can't eat the meat.
What did he do wrong?
The Kayan sprinkled Tameh blood on the Mizbeach.
I thought it was just Maratza.
Bidurisa, Midrabbanan, Rabbanan.
No, the Bidurisa is the guy.
I'm sorry, let's step back. Bidurisa, he's allowed to sprinkle the Chatchila. The Rabbanan came along and they said, we don't want Tamei blood sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Rabbanan said, we don't want it.
What did he do wrong?
Sprinkle Tamei blood on the Mizbeach.
Just like. Tumba, the Seymour, right?
Again.
Is that a claw?
Again, you're questioning not this Gemara. Let's go back. You're questioning that locha that says, Rabbanan said, we don't want Tamei blood on the Mizbeach. You want to know why they said it if it worked with their eyes. That's what you're asking me.
But that's not that's saying it straight. I'm saying it in a roundabout way.
Well, the point of it I'm saying is that he did nothing wrong. That's bottom line.
Again,
he went to cheder.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Because that same cheder Rebbe told Rabbanan, said, "Don't do it." That same cheder Rebbe said, Rabbanan said, "We don't want tummy blood on the mizbeach." Rabbanan were machmer.
Does
it
show
get automated?
Yes.
That's another thing that every day we're learning
something else new. That's why we're learning. Every day a person should learn new.
These are
I heard from Reb
Schneier. Stories, Reb. I was telling you, it makes a big difference in our lives.
I heard from Reb Schneier's Chayyim Rachas. Don't remember when I heard it. That when the Shami Yisera goes up to Shabbos, they ask it, "What did you learn this Shabbos? What did you learn with the Shabbos?" I heard it on a Shabbos afternoon. I turned to the guy next to me. That's why I remember the story. And I said, "Tonight, my Neshama Yisera is going to say, I learned that the Neshama Yisera gets asked this question on Shabbos. I am like the Shabbos." I still remember. I turned to the guy next to me and I said, "Tonight, my Neshama Yisera is going to say."
It was
an Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos. And he spoke. And he said over that every Maitre Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera comes up. They ask him, "What did you learn today? What did you learn this Shabbos? What new thing did you learn?" So I remember, the reason I remember the story is because I turned to the guy next to me and I said, "At least my Neshama Yisera has what to say tonight. It'll say I've learned this halacha, this thing." Anyway, yeah.
Your eyes, you can eat the meat also, otherwise you cannot eat
the meat. Otherwise you can eat the meat. Came along to Rabbanan and said, if you did it, b'mezid, no eating the meat. No eating the meat. You can't bring a second carbon because it becomes chulam bazaram. It's problematic. You can't bring another chatas. You already got the kapara already.
What is the mezid over here? The mezid is the bow or the kohen?
That's an interesting point. The way Rashi learns the kohen did it, mezid. I know, we're punishing the vow, but the kohen did it, mezid.
So in other words, it's telling me already when it was in the hands of the bow. Or it's
the bow does not do the bow doesn't touch the blood.
Right, so
it became tame. That is what it is. No, right. You're punishing the kohen. That's true.
We're not punishing the
kohen. Yes, he did. He can't eat the meat. The mezid, the shaykh the this is rabbinic. Biblically speaking, they're both hurtsa.
You're punishing every kohen. No kohen can eat this meat.
Right, correct. And the question is, if you kind of shaykh got the mezid, why aren't you punishing him here? It's rabbinic. Rabbeinu said by rabbinic things we punish shaykh up to mezid. This is a rabbinic thing, and we differentiate between mezid and shaykh. You don't like the question?
No, it's fine.
Amalak Rameir Hakiash, the Hasam Gavad Lakapura Kamakavim. He's intending to do the right thing. He put it on the mizbeach thinking he's doing the right thing, but he's out of a shaykh. Think of it like to say. Same answer we gave before. People that are involved in doing a right thing, we don't punish b'shagig. When they do a b'mezid, they're not so involved in doing a right thing. When they're doing a b'shagig, what do you want from the guy? He tried to do the right thing. By matamim adam menasach, it's neutral. Here it's a positive. He's trying to do zrikas adam.
What stuff is not supposed to use?
B'shagig.
What was shagig about?
He put the blood, the tameh, on the blood, mizbeach b'shagig. Didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, he didn't know
it was coming. Or he thought he's allowed to do it. Either way, it'll
do. Let's do the first answer's better.
Thank you. We'll see what Rashi says. I don't remember. Dr. Rashi, the Shaggy Kurtza, that's it's a maratza, a mutabasa bakhilo. Biblically, you can even eat it. The Mezid Loy Hurtza, I'm sorry, that's halacha. Mezid Loy Hurtza, but Rabbana, no knasso. Lesser baser b'achila. Alabaylan l'schapru. You can't take away the fact that it worked. V'ha'z zrikas mezid yisur d'rabonami. The rice is zarek l'chatchila. That's it's maratza. With the rice, you can do this l'chatchila. And the answer is, anan neke b'nik nasei.
What was the purpose of the
thing?
You
guess so. Well, we want to tell the guy, you pay a price for doing something wrong.
That's
I don't understand your question. I just don't even understand it. The kain's paying a price. He has beef, steaks, lace, and other good things. I can eat a juicy roasted steak tonight for dinner, and he's not getting it.
All you have to do is take the tummy blood and throw it in there, and then I can eat it. Let's say he doesn't do sweet at all.
He can't eat the meat. It's not cut to carb.
Bilem doesn't get cut to carb.
No.
He has to give this guy a kapara.
Hold a second. If the blood became tamay, he should go over to the owner and say, I'm sorry. Your blood became tamay. Your carbon became pasul. I can't help you.
So what does he have to do? So what does he do now?
The kind of kabal. What happens to the carbon? We burn it with tamay, with pasul and carbonus, and we tell the bilem to bring another one.
What happens now with the kapara? How does he get a kapara?
This is Maratza.
Can he take today at the plane for another pound?
No, why should he? He got kapara.
No. The maze, we don't let him do it, right?
Right. So if the kain wasn't metamed the maze in here.
Okay, so what? So he's not metamed the maze, aren't
they? So what do you want from him?
Why are there a fun saying don't throw? Don't give the guy a
kapara. They don't want tamed blood on the mizbeach.
So then.
Again, when Rabbana made this takana, forget anything else. They said to the kain, that if it becomes tamay, instead of putting it in the mizbeach and let the Bilem get his kapara, go tell him he has to bring another one. That was the takana. They don't want tamay blood in the mizbeach. The Torah said it's fine. The Rabbanan came along and said, no, we don't want it in the mizbeach. Go tell the owner he's got to bring another animal. It's very expensive. This is life.
But it happened. I mean, it became tamay somehow.
Right. Or it became tummy by fault. Now you go see if the client has to pay. I don't know. That's not the issue here. The issue is you go to the owner and say, your carbon became pasul. This is what happens. The carbon became pasul. We feel very bad for you. We feel very bad. But Nebuch, it became pasul. What are we supposed to do? I mean, I hate to say this. Somebody walks in Trevor Heinemann. And he gives him his tool to check. And Heinemann looks at it and says, the parshas are pasul. It's a huge loss. Parshas cost a lot of money. But this is life.
So if something that he could find proof was done from before, he can go to the safer and then told him that. If it's something that he could.
Exactly. Most of the time it's not.
Right.
This is life.
Can the Baal bring it to Tony also? This is
Maratza. Animal that's brought, one second. A living animal never becomes tamei.
Okay, so.
The Baal brings a living animal into the Azara. He walks over to the Kayan and says, Mr. Kayan, unfortunately, I ate chelov the shaygig. I feel terrible. In nimischaret, chatasi avisi pashati. There's a vidu he has to say. Vachalti chelov. I'm kabul to be more careful. I will never eat chelov again. That's what he has to say. There's a nusach avidui. Rambam brings an ukas tshuva in Perek Aleph. Halacha Aleph or Beis, I forgot which one. And he says there's nusach avidui. And now the kain takes it. And either the owner shechts it, a levi shechts it, a kain shechts it, we don't care who shechts it. And then the kain stands there with a thing in his hand, in his right hand, a bucket. He does Kabbalah Saddam. He walks towards the Mizbeach. He takes with his right hand, transfers it to his left hand, takes with his right hand, or it depends which carbon achatas, sticks his right finger in, his etzba, walks over to all four corners of the mizbeach, he puts the blood on. At that point, Mr. Owner is finished. He got his kapara, replenished him, thank you so much for being mechaper my averus. I'm free. I feel gewaldig. Gewaldig. Rashi and Tillam on the pasuk Yarkus Eitzof and Kiryas Melech Rav says you shall lie and be fade knife Messias Kalaret. It was the happiest place in the world. Why? Because Yarkus Eitzof, because the Kabbalah that they put the Shechted Betzof and got the guy a Kapari. He walked out with all his burdens off of him. I got rid of my Averis. I'm a free man. It might see him Kippur, knowing that it worked, which is we unfortunately don't know. Might see him, it's Mamish might see him Kippur by him. Gebaldic. He's finished. The Kayan now has to go be Machter and Murim and eat the meat. That's the Kayan. The owner's gone. He's finished. He's out of the picture as soon as Rikas Adam is done.
Okay.
It becomes Tamei. We walk over to him. Sir, you guys a little more tshuva. Your blood became Tamei. I hate to break the news to you. You got to get yourself another animal.
Is it
Sam Avoda is done?
Sam Avoda is done.
Even though he has that Kippurah already.
He didn't, if they didn't do Zrikas Adam.
Well,
if they haven't done Zrika yet,
they did
Zrika, the owner's finished. Sitzes Meratzah.
So that's the end of the story.
Even the Mason sits as Meratza.
Correct. That's the end of the story as far as the Baal is concerned.
As far as the Baal is concerned, he walks off with a load off his shoulders. He walks around dancing Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem, I got rid of my Averis. It's Mighty Yom Kippur.
Who's the class given to at what point?
The Kayan cannot eat the meat.
That's the end of the story.
Exactly. That's pretty much the end of the story. Right.
So the Baal is happy and the Kohen is hungry.
Hungrier. They can't because it's Chum Bazara. That's the Sugi Yivam. Right? What their power is limited to. Gemara says they cannot make the person bring another carbon. He was Yaitz's carbon with the right sock. He told him to bring another carbon. It's Chum Bazara. The Kayan can't eat the meat.
Without the Kohen make a class. Then the Kohanim were eating the meat?
Why not?
That's what I meant.
Why not? Meat's not tame.
That's true.
Meat's fine. Roast steak, mamet sli, the mashkah, they ate kibderach shamlocha vaychlum with mustard. So the Gemara says, they ate it mamish. It was mitzvah. They were kind of mitzvah sasei. It was like Pesach night eating matzah. But that's why they suffered intestinal disease, the Gemara says, or Skolim. They had a doctor on premises because they ate a lot of meat and they walked barefoot on the floor and they got sick.
This can't be Meratzah for that also. I mean, you're putting a Kohen in a lot of discomforts.
Depends how many Kabbalists came, how many Chatos came every day. By the way, there were hundreds of Kohanim that served every day. They had to eat. The mitzvah. No, they didn't have to, but somebody has to eat the meat if not it becomes nicer. No, the Kohanim have to eat it because if not it becomes nicer. I have to finish it by Chatzos. All the Kohanim got together. Depends how many Kabbalists were there that day. Chatzos, Hashamas, the ones the Kohanim had to eat, all the Chos of the Shaites, of the Shlomim and the Taitim. That they could have their wives and kids eat. The Chaz of a Sheikh. They go home, you fly him to their house, have a barbecue, Chaz of a Sheikh, every night.
So where was the show game?
You're going to be doing this in Ben Shem! Next week! You better get ready, you're going to be doing this next week!
I have lunch
and
dinner.
What? Yeah, they didn't take as much as we take out. We're very machmor and they did less, a lot less. They knew exactly what they're doing. He's going to be doing this next week,
right.
And I'm going to be standing there. I can't even walk close to say thank you to him. I have to scream across. Rav Avraham, thank you. You can't carry a phone in Desar. You'll be wearing these Big Day Kahuna, white linen, shirt, pants, no pockets, nothing. No tzitzis. Family wear tzitzis. It's Yisur Begadim. No tzitzis. You'll be doing this next week. Aren't you excited? And I won't be able to get in there. You have no right. I won't be able to get in there. At least Repaito and Yankee Kleiman, they'll be able to get closer. They have to do duchening and shir, and they're going to be singing.
What's his name? Dr. Patel?
Yeah. Again, what's that do with
that? Someone asked me yesterday, where is he?
He'll be back. Anyway, that's not the point. They'll be doing Shira, Sharim, they have a job. Dr. Harris and me will be on the outside. Looking inside. We don't appreciate Kahuna today.
We don't appreciate anything.
By next week, we'll be appreciating it. And there'll be a lot of jealousy. I mean, I don't mean jealousy. I wish I could be there working in the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to be able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash once a day and bow down. It's an unbelievable thing. Where? Outside. Out there in the Chulim part. They won't let me in. There's a place I can go into and no further than that.
How does somebody enter that door?
That Sharon's eyes, you think that's Rutzen? A turtle flew in, it came in, a fog, a lizard, what? It wasn't a fly, because the flies were a symbol of that the meat was rotting or something.
So what is the
Shulgin
and Mazer done? Done by the Kohen.
Yes, he's a Mashiach and Mazer.
And he says, I know it's Tomei the blood, but I'm going to sprinkle it anyway.
Because I think it's okay.
Because I think it's okay, or because it's
Meruta,
and then it
is. No. Either one of two reasons. Either he didn't know it was Tame.
And that would make it into Shogeg.
Or.
He found out afterwards.
Yeah. Or he thought that local was it's okay. He didn't know.
But
he didn't learn.
He didn't know it's
shit from Meruta. So if he knows that, if he does by Mason, meaning that he knows that it's
Tame,
then he has to tell the Baal.
The Baal is gone. I told you already. The Baal is finished.
Except they can't sprinkle it.
The Baal doesn't do a thing. The Baal brings his animal, says his vidui, the Kohen does the shchit and the zrika, and the Baal goes out and dances.
But if it means the Kohen knew ahead of time.
That the blood became tame.
So he does not inform the Baal?
If he would inform the Baal, then he wouldn't be doing zrika. He went ahead and did zrika anyway.
What is the case if he doesn't want to do anything wrong to Kohen?
He stops, does not do Zrika, walks over to the Baal, says, your Korban drew, and go bait another one. Okay. And then the blood and the meat is handled in a different way.
And the new Korban is not cool. If that's good,
he didn't have a Kapara. Getting ready? Get rid of the smartphone. They don't have a condom with smartphones. The base I make this. The base I make this, they don't want smartphones.
No.
No.
How about the other kind of phone?
Nothing. No phones. The base I make this. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Can you take notes into the base
I make this? A Kayim B'Shat can't have anything on him besides his Dal Begadim. End of story. Nothing.
The problem is, in my opinion, for the Kohen, she's coming. How many people really know all these laws?
That's why the Chafetz Chaim said people should learn Kachim. That's exactly why he wrote his form. He wanted you to know what to do. If it says I'll teach you, there'll be crash courses.
Yeah,
you'll stay up at night, you'll learn. By the way, you won't have to do any more dry cast. Will not be Negeya, you only dry cast, you'll be eating Truma, you'll be mama sitting in the top of the world. Dry cast will close down. You'll give it to a Yisro.
I'll give it, I'll sell it.
All your employees will be fired.
I feel bad for them.
The only one that works. Rashi. Did I learn the Teretz of the Gemara? He means well, and I'm making a prediction. Say, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'shayin Gekurta, that's it to Meratza, Basar Machidla. Meitzel Lerutza, Merabonon. U'knasu, Lesser, Basar Machidla. Av'a Bailan, Nishapru. V'ach Zrikas, Meitzel, Yisruad, Rabonani. Yisruad, Zerik, Lechatchidla, that's it to Meratza. And the answer is, Anan, Neikim, Benignis, Hashkoga. V'u'adin, the Matzil, Meimar. Now, Rashi's bothered. It doesn't mention Rameir's name here. Why are we asking? Who said Rameir agrees to this? The Kach is based as a contradiction of Rameir. You see Rameir's name here? I don't see Rameir's name here. The Kach, who had him the Matzil Shtu Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, the Loi Kodesh Bedrabonon. The last Stam Mishni. This is not a Stam Mishni that we assume it's Rameir. A Lebraisi, but Menachas Vakayim Etzrabam. Mio Nichalei Lishnuya Dafil Tamer Rameir. You're right. The Gemara could have said it's not a Kach to begin with. It's not Rameir. But we might as well answer that it's going like Rameir and it works. Look to your mother,
I'm sorry, I got lost over here a long time ago, and it said, when we said about Hussam as mayor, I just read Toshma. Okay, I said, Hussam Gabra, the Kipurgan. This Gabra is talking about who?
The Kayan. The Kayan.
Okay.
Toshma. And we're going to have two similar, again, these are Mishnahs, two similar things and similar answers. Hamasher B'Shabbos. D'Raisa, you're allowed to take Meister on Shabbos. Came along to Rabbanon, it says it looks like you're fixing something. So they answered removing Meister on Shabbos. So I have grain, I have apples, and I need to remove Meister, and I didn't, and it's Shabbos afternoon, and I want to eat my apples, I'm not allowed to remove Meister. I'm not allowed to. Rabbanon. Midoraisa, I can do it. Midorabonon, I'm not allowed to. Dr. Mishnah, I'm asher, b'shabbos, b'shaygig, yaychal, b'mezid, lo yaychal. You do it, on mezid, you can't eat it, we punish you, till mitzvah Shabbos, you can't eat it, and b'shaygig, you can eat it. What do you mean? Come to shaygig, unto mezid. So the Gemara, he asked us, and God will listen, kunach, m'chav, and he wants to do a mitzvah. He tried to do a mitzvah, he did it b'shaygig, but he wanted to do a mitzvah.
He wants to eat
covered Shabbos. Who wants to make May Brachas? Same idea. We don't punish people b'shaking for intending to do the right thing. Tashema. Hamatul Kalim. Let me just finish. Hamatul Kalim b'Shabbos. Same thing. You have Kalim that are Tumah. You're not allowed to table them on Shabbos. It looks like you're fixing the Kali. It's only rabbinically prohibited, not Midoraisa. And you did it b'shaygig yishtamish b'em. You use it on Shabbos. The mezid lo yishtamish b'em. Why? Come to shaygig out to mezid. So the Gemara, the same answer. Hachi hashta. Hasam gavra l'turim anayikim achavim. He's trying to get his kalim tar. But anayikim anayikim say. He wanted to do the right thing. B'shaygig. He did it. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos.
What is this
sort of
fixing on Shabbos? Without doing anything.
The drab on him. Depends what it is, but this is Midrabbanan. What? So that's not the parsha. Maisa Bilk Shabbat should be okay. What? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Toggling is also Midrabbanan?
Yes.
So. It's not a real fix.
But I don't know what you mean by real, not real.
It's
a big shayla. Gemara asks why. Gemara and Bay asks, how can a woman go to the mikvah? How can a woman go to the mikvah Friday night? Tikkun. Gemara asks the kasha. Yes. Gemara answers. I'm going to tell you the answer. It's a very difficult answer, but Manazef. That people go in to take a bath. People go into water for other reasons, not necessarily for tefillah. And therefore, we don't view it as tikkun. Again, I told you it's going to be problematic. I'm just telling you what it says. In cold water, it's not us. So mikvahs used to be cold. Right, today they're hot. So there's a big tumult achronim. What heter is there for a hot mikvah? And if Yudin says you can't have a hot mikvah, it has to be lukewarm. Other bites go matter. Today we're very makeable because women won't go to a cold mikvah. Yeah, it's a big problem. And the Gemara deals with it. Rishayim deal with it. The Achrayim deal with it.
Not to go then?
What? It's not right to her husband. You know, it's not right to her. It's not right to her husband.
Just in general, I'm always bothered by...
Tyrus, by the way, the approach hashkafically, the Tyrus is very concerned about getting a woman looked at her husband as soon as possible. We don't like an attitude of, so wait another day or so. It's not the correct... Sometimes we have to, but it's not the correct approach. Correct approach is a woman that becomes Tyrus should be Tyrus to her husband as soon as she can.
But this whole thing about... I thought it was butcher, all these things, tikkun, wasn't there a machloka somewhere, not knowing, is it avla? I always, we're giving all these heterim to people that don't know, claim to know that, that's ridiculous, I shouldn't know that.
Well, maybe he didn't know it was tumme.
That's something else, but we're saying now,
cases... No, but in the case of Meiser and Tvila, He obviously knew what he was doing, and he thought it was mutter. Who says he was a Talmud Chacham? It's only by a Talmud Chacham. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hamas of Shabbos, it's a Shvus Rabbanim, it's a rabbinic, it's a Talmud Shilim. Like the fifth day of Kambay, Elim, it's a Shvus Rabbanim, it's being Trumas of Maishas. The Mexican Masakin, it looks like Masakin. Baha Hamas of Shabbos, Tam Mishni, Mishakus Trumas. Bechein Amatu Kalof, Matu Nami, it's true with Rabbanim, Mishakus Bay, prepared Yantav. They should near a Kamasakin, it looks like you're fixing. Hohani Ramina Dramayer, the Kanis Lob of Rabbanim. In all these cases, we gave the same answer. We will continue Mishakim tomorrow, and Mishakim have a wonderful.